Good evening. It's August 16th, Thursday night. Time is 9:01, and this is the discussion call-in. This is the call where you can voice your opinion on things pertinent to what we're doing. And remember that the views expressed are those of the speakers and not necessarily those of the National Liberty Alliance. Just one announcement before we start. Those of you who have not been coming to the Natural Healing Call might like to join us. We're on at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on this same channel here. And if you go to the members link in the blue banner at the top of the website and scan down, you'll find the Natural Healing webpage. And on that is a list of the calls. And the topic next week, we're going to have Dave Johnson talk about energy healing. We also post things of interest to the health community, and they're listed below the schedule. This week, I posted a couple of things. One is the effect of salmon, of the radiation coming across from the Fukushima power plant disaster that is poisoning the Pacific Ocean. You might like to go take a look. Pictures of some of the salmon that apparently are being caught. And with that, it's time to get down to business. And I'll just go ahead and open it up to anybody that has some comments they'd like to start with tonight. You can go right ahead. The floor is all yours. Well, if nobody has anything to say, I'll just ask a question. What do you all think about the two flights of the 757s from the Department of Justice that went out to Little Rock, Arkansas, and gathered up two plane loads of evidence, apparently, preparing for what should be, based on the volume of material that was collected, a major drug bust? Anyone run across that in the fake news media or on the internet?
No, not yet. Very surprised I haven't yet, no.
You probably won't until it is. But it's there on the internet. I put a reference to it in the newsletter for this week if you want to go and watch it. Come on. Sorry, people keep calling me even when I'm on a call.
No apologies. I think I called you earlier looking for the conference call phone number, so that's probably what's happening.
Yeah, I saw that call come through, and then you hung up, and then right away you were on, so I figured you got a copy.
Yeah, it was in the email. I was out on a walk and whatnot. It seems like we're the only two here so far. So back to the iodine, the InfoWars product is about 700 or 800 micrograms a drop based on the product that you just showed me. So not only that, it'll help with the InfoWar and the censorship that's going on right now. It's crazy.
Oh. Okay. Anyone else have a comment?
Jan Paul from Michigan. I'd like to hear a little more what happened to I'd like to hear a little more what happened to Arkansas, that episode. I didn't hear about it yet, so.
Well, apparently the Department of Justice several years ago bought at least one, I think it was two or more, up to five 757 aircraft. And these are what they call the doomsday planes. They're set up. Come on, Terry, don't play music. They're set up to survive an EMP. And they use them for various things. And they flew it into Little Rock here, I think it was yesterday. And the DOJ people just showed up and they were loading and loading and loading. Apparently they filled the whole plane to capacity. It took off, and I think it has fighter escorts when it flies. Went back, dropped it off at the Department of Justice. They came back again, loaded up another load and took that back, and it all disappeared into the building. They have a place in there. It is, I think, immune to nuclear attack where they store this stuff. So you can pretty well guess that the information there required for processing this drug bust is very safely contained now in the hands of the good guys. So that, I don't know how long it'll take to come out. If you think of the volume of the material they picked up, if they had a host of 100 to 500 people, it's still going to take them a long time to go through all that much paperwork. Mm-hmm. And they obviously knew what they were looking for, you know.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
That alleviates the problem of having to send out, I guess it's a subpoena, and making them, you know, save the material like they did to Miss Clinton so that she could have a month or two or three to destroy it all before they actually start getting anything back. This precluded anything like that happening.
So is there any progress? Is there any progress on the sealed indictments? Any news of that or not?
Different places I hear. Some places I hear they've served 4,000 of them. Some places I hear they served 2,000 of them. And you know, what do you? I don't know which to believe. I don't have a definitive answer. I've heard that they have something like 45,000 of them now. I've heard that that number might go to 80,000 before they're all done chasing people down. And it's beginning to look like there will be some major arrests of major individuals and prosecutions where they won't be allowed to, you know, too big to fail or too big to prosecute, too big to jail. So I'm hoping. But that, again, is just my feelings. Does not represent the views of NLA. Very quiet tonight for so many people on the call. And I guess the Manafort jury went out today, came back with four questions, and I guess they got their answers. They're going to begin again tomorrow, I guess, to readjourn, make a decision. I had a interesting conversation here a week or two ago. My sister's stepson, it turns out, is a member of JAG. I always thought the JAG was simply a TV program, but come to find out, it's an actual existing judge advocate general. So I thought, well, here's a chance to get some firsthand information. So I went over to talk to him. They said, well, you know, what do you think about all these sealed indictments and all that sort of thing and so on? Well, you know, he didn't really say anything. So I said, well, you know, do you think that these major players, they get picked up and so on, they'll be prosecuted by the military tribunals? And he said, oh, no, it's got to go through civil court. Military can't do it. I said, well, you know, the military code of justice was just rewritten not long ago, and I'm feeding back to you, Terry. Can I mute you for a minute? So it was done specifically so that you could prosecute these people through military tribunals. Oh, no, you can't do that. It never happened. It's going to be through civil courts and blah, blah, blah. And so I said, well, what do you think? Do you think they will actually prosecute some of these big people? I looked at him and said, oh, yes, we're going to get Manafort. So you realize that the guy in the judge advocates general didn't have a clue as to what was going on in the world today. And I thought, well, that's really scary. So I don't know. I think that group is hopeless until they get direction and marching orders. And fortunately, they're in the military, so they can take direction and marching orders, or else they will be prosecuted themselves. No awareness whatsoever. Just absolutely none. They drank the Kool-Aid and watched the evening news. Terry, did you have something you wanted to bring up? I muted you. I can unmute you.
Unmuted.
Yeah, is this sounding better?
Very loud and very scratchy.
Stand by. I'll trim it down. I've got a completely different setup. Is that any better?
No, you're still
way
overdriven. You're way overdriven.
Way overdriven. Okay.
How about now?
Try and back off the mic front a little bit.
Okay, say something again.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Now you're too low.
How about that one? Did that help?
A little more up.
Oh, okay.
A little more.
How about that? 1, 2, 3.
Well, we can
1, 2, 3,
hear you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Back off just a little or move the
How
mic
away. How
about
that one? Did that help?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
you got
still
a broken,
real staticky and
yeah,
got distortion, yeah.
Broken crystal on that mic. You been pounding nails with it or what? Go ahead.
I did say a boom the other day.
Yeah. Mine died.
How about now? Can you hear me? I just said
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go get another one.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of where we were. We were talking about something.
Manafort.
And I wanted to say, yeah, Manafort and all that. And okay. I don't know if anybody watched Patriot Subbox last night, but it was a trip through pure evil. So I'll leave it at that. I barely endured it. It's awful. And if anybody wants to host the Patriot Subbox tomorrow, I'll be on there. And I could sure use NLA-type help. But you got to learn Discord. Sorry. So anybody wants to come on or get on the chat, you can get on the chat and looking for the Patriot Soapbox Patriot Soapbox YouTube channel and participate in the chat. Sure could use some people that know what you may not think you know a lot, but you know way more than the normal person out in the general populace. And it's amazing once you start talking to them how much more you already know. And I could use that kind of help when I go online tomorrow on my show. What time's the show? I think it's the 3 to 5 Eastern time slot. It might be the, yeah, I think it is 3 to 5. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you. And I just got my I'm using an old headset. I guess I could try and trade headsets. A computer that's kind of old, and my monster desktop. I'm working at the command line trying to get it put back together the way it's supposed to be. So anyway, that catches me up. I'm sorry for the scratchy mic.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for that input. Yeah, anybody that would like to get on the Patriot Soapbox. Terry has a regular show, 3 to 5 Eastern time. I think all 5 days of the week, or is it all 7, Terry? Yep,
it varies. And I don't know where the music or anything else was coming from. All my stuff is set up just perfectly. I didn't touch it. The only thing I did different was bring up Zoom and Discord and YouTube before I brought up Skype. So, and I brought up web conferencing before I brought up Skype. So I don't know what it is. They've changed us around a little bit. We're still having growing pains, and the guy who used to be with us has moved over to a different show. And so their show, the other guys, the other three guys, he works Monday, Tuesday, and Friday 1 week, and then works Wednesday, Thursday the next week, and then back to Monday. So we have the slots when he's working. Figure that one out. So tomorrow I'll be there. Monday I won't be there.
Okay. Yeah, if you have any inclination in that way at all, no. Let me mute this. Somebody else.
Just totally taking the call if anybody wants to say anything. Go ahead.
I subscribe to the Soapbox. I don't think I'll be able to be there live, but I'll definitely check out your content and see what I can do to help out. Everybody's stacking their silver right now.
I greatly appreciate that.
No problem. Have the sensors touched you yet on YouTube?
This is your destination. Please watch your step and use handholds when moving through the
door.
The censorship? The new algorithms that are taking content down?
I think I've missed that.
Okay, well, that's good. But, yeah, as a suggestion, though, you could back it up on DTube. Have you heard of DTube yet? Or Reel.video?
Yes, I have, and I think I've got a login over there. But things are going to have to settle down a little bit before I can really use it.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, it is kind of difficult to use and whatnot, but you know, just starting on the blockchain is really helpful. So, another topic that I'm favored too is hopefully everyone's stacking their silver, because now till the end of September is the peak buying season for precious metals, commodities like that.
Wouldn't that mean it all goes up?
No, now is the peak buying season for silver and gold, or, you know, COMEX.
And that raises the price?
Yeah.
No,
but
it lowers the price. It drops the price. It's the best time to buy. But they're talking like I've heard possible like a $10, $12 bottom on the dip that's happening right now. But JP Morgan has got over 150 million ounces in their vault now.
They're trying to corner the market, are they?
Yeah, well, see, there's a guy, Silver Shield. I don't know if anyone's heard him, but he's got a lot of great information. He's talking about how they took over the Bear Stearns position. Bear Stearns, before the 2008 financial crisis, was the short position to suppress the silver market, because they got to keep it down because they cornered the gold market. The silver market is a bit too wide for them to control, well, not necessarily control, but to corner or hoard. So what they've done now is then everyone was buying, trying to crash J.P. Morgan, but I don't know. They suppressed it real low, got rid of a bunch of shorts. I don't know how they flipped it, but they built a new vault shortly thereafter, like in 2009 to 2011, somewhere around there. And, yeah, their current holdings are going way up, but they hold a lot more silver than everyone else combined.
Wasn't it Lamar Hunt tried that before, years ago?
What?
Lamar Hunt. Didn't he try to corner the market years ago?
I think I've heard something about the Hunt brothers. Is that the brother group from the 70s?
Yeah, that was one of them, yep.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah,
Hello. Yep, go ahead.
That sounded a lot better.
Hello, this is Leon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
Can you turn off your TV in the background?
Well, it's not up very loud at all, but I can do that.
Yeah, because we listen to it when you're talking. You have a sensitive mic. Thank you.
I just tried to become a new member. And when I keyed in my registration, it won't accept my password to log in. What do I do? I have emailed the people that are on the website about asking questions, but they don't return my emails.
When did you sign up?
A week and a half ago.
Okay. And what state are you in?
On the phone. Pardon?
What state are you in?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Ohio, you're on my time zone. Give me a call about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'll walk you through it, okay? That's, my number is 814-531-5363.
Okay, my name's Leon Russell, so you'll recognize me. What was the area code?
814.
814, okay.
Your last name is Russell, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, just just give me a call first thing in the morning.
Yes, I will.
Are you close to Dayton?
No, I live in Ashtabula, Ohio. That's up on the lake on the right-hand side.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm trying to put my head around all of this in here. You have a complete list of all the things I'm supposed to study. But I would like to hear some current activities of what's going on.
Have any of the
counties in Florida been stood up, and are they working? And are the other states coming online? And what do you do? What's happening in Ohio? Because I'm here, and I'd like to find out the people that I have to meet with.
Do you attend the Monday night calls?
I haven't been able to. I wanted to get this last one, but I didn't get there.
Okay, those sorts of things are discussed. I'm not sure what you mean by the Florida stand-up.
Well, I watched Roger on his video from the convention, I guess, at the Tea Party in Florida. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yep. Roger is not a member anymore of the NLA, so I really don't keep... I talk to them once in a while, but not that often, so I can't really tell you what they're doing now. I know I will occasionally get a call from him to see if we have a...
Okay. I'm sorry.
A common law grand jury set up here or in any particular county, and that tells me they don't, and we didn't either, so we're probably progressing at about the same rate, I would guess.
Who in Ohio is the Ohio coordinator?
Okay, if you go on the website to the directory, go to the directory and look under the state of Ohio, and that'll give you the people. The state coordinator was a woman, I forget her name. She's a quasi-attorney, or she could be an attorney, and she was always very busy. But you can try and give her a call. If you can't make contact with her, let me know in the morning and I'll give you some other names to call. But go to the directory first, because that lists people. And if you click on the state, it'll tell you who the state coordinator is. Then also, if you click again, you get down to the county organizers and see who is in your county.
Do you use Zoom or other methodologies to have meetings? Because call-in discussion group line is about as archaic as 1940.
Well, it does work. My experience with Discord is every...
I understand it works, but what you're calling Discord is what I might not call Discord.
You see, I had Discord. I've had it for a while. Every time I turn it on, it wants to update, and then it forgets it updated, so it wants to do it again, and then it freezes my computer, so it is no longer a member of my computing ability. I've dumped it twice.
Now, are you talking about Discord run by Bunny Boots, Inc.?
Those have used, but it has its limitations, too. With Skype, because we can get together different people, groups, and we can pass large files back and forth, although Microsoft, in its infinite wisdom, is scaling it down. I think like 32 megs is as big a file as you can send at the moment. So if you have a large audio file, you'll still have to find another way to send it. But it's been very convenient for us. We never use the newer versions. The one we use is 7.40. Da, 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 da. You go beyond that and they don't work. And now they're coming out with a new one, and they're going to discontinue the one we've been using for the last 4 years.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
That's aggravating in the end. But that's life. When they drop it out, we'll find another one.
Has the movement been going along just slowly? I'm kind of a get up and go on guy. I mean, I want to get some fire in here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be the fire. How about that?
It takes time.
Yes, I realize that.
It does take time.
I have to learn about how the common law can take over and be the head law in the United States.
Well, it is. It's just been subverted by the powers that be.
They don't want to give away the power that includes.
Yep.
Exactly. This is Terry Leon.
Hello, Terry.
Do you use Discord?
I use Discord on, I guess it's YouTube, or with a guy that put up his own Discord server, and handle on YouTube is Bunny Boots Inc. And I thought you might have known about him.
Haven't seen Bunny Boots Inc. No, I don't know him, but I do know about Pamphlet Anon and the Patriot Soapbox on YouTube.
Okay.
But regardless, common law does take a little acclimation, because we've been grilled over the years to subvert ourselves to judges and police officers and district attorneys and lawyers and bailiffs and court clerks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it takes some understanding before you realize that. Go ahead.
Well, it has taken me about 3.5 years of watching a lot of the auditors on YouTube just get bashed in the head all the time, and they don't really have any power. And I started learning about FLA probably about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
NLA?
Yeah, the NLA, and it just... The premise of it just absolutely blew me away, and why don't a lot of people know about it or like it, or what is the background of that?
Well, we have about 7,000 members.
It's just the indoctrination that we received all the years.
Okay, the 7,000 members I like.
I'm sorry, Jan.
That's okay. I was just looking up on our member list. We have two members on Ash Tabula.
You do have.
So when you call me in the morning, remind me, and I'll look them up for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Terry, you were...
Time to undo all the indoctrination. I'm sorry, there must be a delay in here that's just awesome. It's just terrible. So I apologize. I am way on delay.
Somebody has their speakers off.
It takes time. It takes time to undo all the indoctrination that we've received from school, from judges, from district attorneys, from lawyers over the years. They want us to be subservient because it's a real cool gig that they can earn a lot of money using. And so it takes time before you understand it. Our founders, they had 2, 3, 4 hours every single night by firelight or lantern light where they could, would study this stuff. And they, the average farmer probably knew more about common law than anybody here today. And they knew how it worked. Common law was that top layer that the Constitution was written under. Go ahead.
I keep on going. That's wonderful information.
Well, the you have common law, which was the law at the time that the colonies were here, and we were under Great Britain. We wrote a Declaration of Independence saying, this is how we think it is, and we're going to form a new country. And when they formed that new country, common law was still the law of the land. And everything was based upon common law. When they wrote the Constitution, it was written under common law. And it was assumed that everyone would know how to use the Constitution to rein the government back in. And over the years, we abdicated that responsibility, especially in, 1937 and 1946, when the rules for federal procedures, civil and criminal, were rewritten. And we had come back from fighting a world war and winning. And all these guys just wanted to have their piece of the American dream. And so we said, let the politicians figure that out. Let the judges figure that out. And this is where 50 years later, this is where we are. 60 years later, this is where we are. Everybody thinks that, go ahead.
Are you aware of the auditors on YouTube videoing the officials and putting them on there showing how corrupt they are and how the police absolutely beat up individuals or shoot individuals without any due process or just because they have a whim?
I am familiar with such occurrences, nothing in particular, but I understand what you're saying. What do you mean by auditors? Is that the name of some users on YouTube, or are you talking about the auditors associated with YouTube's portion of Google?
No. I'm talking about constitutional auditors that go out and film the police and what we call a First Amendment audit. If you want to learn about what I'm talking about, you just go into YouTube and key in First Amendment auditors, and you will find a whole almost 10,000 of us that have learned how to go out and videotape.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're doing that. Now, what do you do with it?
Well,
okay, but what do you do with it? You got all this videotape. What do you do with it?
We've published, I haven't done a lot of this, but I'm out studying to find out what has happened. What happens is an auditor videos the police and they publish it on YouTube and they're trying to publish or...
I understand.
To get it out to the public that the police are taking away their rights and they're standing up for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. And there's really a couple of brouhahas. I'll give you two of them that you can really look up and see what happened. It's called
Let's don't go there. I don't need to. I understand. I believe in your premise that they are corrupt and they are violating our rights. Now, you've got 10,000 videos. Your number, not mine.
No, 10,000
I'm going to assume
people.
It's correct. Now, what do you 10, do with those 10,000 people and 100 videos, 1,000 videos?
More than that. It's at least 100 videos per person.
Okay, so you... Okay, so 1 million videos.
Yeah. We aren't really doing.
Now,
we aren't really.
What are you trying to do?
Well, they want to. They want to. They want to stop the police from being corrupt, the judges from being corrupt, and the only way they're doing it is by creating federal lawsuits against them, and they have a couple of thousand lawsuits against the police and the police departments and the mayors and all the other stuff, and it's just one thing at a time. And I was looking for something that would have greater power and to be able to utilize it to tell the judges what to do.
And I don't dispute what you say, and I think it's good. I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad your group is doing that. Now, who does a police officer work for?
Me.
You.
I would say no.
Police officer works for the public.
No.
The people.
No.
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 No, he doesn't.
Well, I guess he works for the judges if
you
want to look at it the other way.
The mayor or the sheriff?
No.
You're close with the mayor. He works for the municipality, the corporation of whatever jurisdiction he's in. He's a code enforcement officer.
Yeah.
His responsibility, his allegiance is not to my constitution. It's to the town or the city or the village or the county, whatever jurisdiction he has. He's a code enforcement officer.
Or for making money for all of them.
Exactly.
Yes, it's a money-making opportunity. Yep.
See,
so what you got to do, go ahead.
Our group, the group that I come up into this with, are doing the same things that you guys are, and you've been doing it for a longer time than we have. The group, the auditor group, started probably 14 years ago, but you've been doing it for a lot longer than that, I understand, but I haven't put the two together yet. But there is power on both sides. And I'm trying to figure out how.
I agree.
I'm trying to figure out how, if I learn about the NLA and I understand it good enough that I can present it to all of the auditors and get a group of us auditors to join with the NLA, and we become even more powerful.
I agree.
So,
here's the thing. You go ahead, Jen.
Well, I was just curious. So you have filed all these lawsuits against all these people. What's the result? Have you made a lot of money, or what's the result of all those filings?
Well, we have several of them that have won the circuit court ruling in their favor. So when the police department decided that they were going to take over and they were going to try to arrest everybody that did videoing, one of our auditors stood up and said, no, you're not going to do that. And he took his case to the Fifth Circuit down in Texas, and he won his case. So it is law that the police officer cannot arrest you or harass you because you are filming. That's what they did with that one. there are other auditors out here in the country land that have won anywhere from $10,000 to several $100,000 lawsuits against the policeman or the police department or the county or the city or whoever is the officers there against them. And we have two big lawsuits going on right now. That's Leon Valley and Almost Park. There are 15 auditors that are filed lawsuits at Almost Park. And I wish you would go on to YouTube and find out what really happened with Almost Park so you would understand where I'm coming from. And the other one is Leon Valley. There are 25 auditors there involved in a lawsuit with Leon Valley that they're going to lose at least $30 million on the whole thing. So that's how our side acts. I mean, we find out, we get arrested, it's illegal, and we go after them with a federal lawsuit. That's kind of how, like, the whole thing works. And the other one is this publicity about to the people across the nation about how the cops are acting. So that's all I got right there. So I when I was trying to learn how to be an auditor, and I felt impotent because I couldn't get anything done nationwide. So I wanted to find out from the FLA how it could be done from a common law standpoint to get this done quickly when within 5 years.
You mean the NLA?
Yes. With the NLA and with the auditors.
So how does that change?
There's a couple of ways that go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, our goal really is to reestablish the common law grand juries and the jury administrations so that we have the rule of law back in the country. Common law.
The rule of law is what I want or our auditors want to establish. So it's a level lower. You're working at the higher level to get the common
right.
law across the country, and we're working one at a time at the lowest level of the thing, and somewhere the two could come together. This is my idea about how to be able to combine the power of both ends to get the job done.
Okay.
I just started thinking about it. You guys have got the ideas. And we can talk about how I know about the constitutional auditors. I can show you their videos. I can show you what they do out in the field. And then you can kind of figure out how we really could work together. And I'm going to learn about the NLA, and I'm going to study you've got a lot of things on here to study. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to find out how to do it tonight, and I wanted to become very knowledgeable and become powerful enough to put on radio or video shows every day about the NLA and put on radio shows about the auditors every day. Okay, so I can talk to you more about that.
Well, I think that's one of the best things you can do. I think it's bad. One of the best things you can do is educate yourself. I think that's great. Go ahead, Jan.
Are you free tomorrow morning about 8 your time?
Yes.
No, I mean Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Terry.
It's a little problematic, but I should be able to.
What I wanted to do is see if I could get you and John.
Yeah, I should be able to be there.
Together with Leon here, and we can go over some of this stuff because this could be very advantageous to both of us, really.
Well, it's advantageous to the whole movement.
Right. Yep.
We call ours a movement, and yours mm-hmm. is a movement, too. So
agreed.
None of the auditors
could be very advantageous.
Yep. None of the auditors know about this, and I'm telling you, if they find out now, they can grab power and be able to force the the government to not do what they're doing to us by killing a person. You know how many people were killed last year by the cops?
Thousands. 3,000?
No, 1,469.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many cops were killed by civilians?
Nope, quarter of that.
64.
Yeah, even less than a quarter, yep. Bad ratio.
And that's what we're trying to stop. But I just we were stopping it at one.
I'm sorry, I've got a delay on my side.
Okay, we were stopping it one small little step at a time. And I wanted to be able to have great power with immediate control. And this one step at a time is not my cup of tea. Okay, I would like to speak with you in the morning.
Okay, I'll try and set it up for around 11 with John if I can get him tonight.
Okay. 11 is going to be a little short time for me because I got to get my wife to Erie I got to leave at 12 o'clock. So if you could go at 9, we could have a couple of hours to do that.
Well, at 9 o'clock in Colorado is, what, 6 in the morning? Terry?
No, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
9 o'clock Eastern time is 7 o'clock in the morning here. Yeah. I can do that.
Can you? Okay, let me see if I can get it set for 9 then.
Okay. Let me give you my number.
Okay.
440-812-1637.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm kind of looking from you guys to how I can fast-track my knowledge. I would like to be a quick answer so that somebody could ask me a question and I could answer them about the NLA. Now, I know it's going to take me time, so I'm not ready to open it to the auditors until I am that knowledgeable. So I'll need your hands to lead me through what I have to do to become that knowledgeable.
How many auditors did you say you have in your group?
Around 10,000 across the nation. Practically
10,
in every city and state across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a boon.
Good. Very good.
Hey, Leo.
Yes.
This is Jefferson, Southwest Missouri. If you've got 10,000 possible members, you guys should all come in together and learn together and help each other along the way. And that's your fast track because it's going to take you a while. Remember, you have to unlearn some things. I know it's not natural, but you have to unlearn a lot. Unlearn. It's very difficult. You've never... probably never done that in your life, as most of us never did.
No, all of the auditors.
Okay, well, that's going to be a big hurdle, but you can get over it.
We all practice helping one another.
Right, and you guys, we'd love to have 10,000 members come over and get educated.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We'd love to have it because think how powerful we could be.
And we're in every state, so we can also have even the states get even more powerful with that. I know my idea was good, but it's just going to be tough to implement. I know that. It wasn't easy for you guys to get 7 or 10,000 members that you got now. You got 7,6903, it says. But here is an opportunity to get a lot of more members, another 10,000. Wow, that's 16,9.
Yes, sir. I think it's an excellent opportunity, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow very, very much. I think it'll be more than you can imagine.
Did you guys ever, or any of you on here ever heard about the constitutional auditors?
I have
no,
not.
No, I had not.
We've been watching the videos the whole time. These are these videos that people are doing with their phones, and we've been watching them. We just haven't known the term constitutional auditor. When he said auditor, I thought he was talking about a state auditor or something. So,
yeah.
Me
see,
too.
You know, and Leon, there's not just unlearning. There's all this wordplay and all this, you know, all this fiction that you have to stay away from too. You know, you stay away from the fiction and just get down to the teeth of it. You know,
right?
When you know what your rights are and how to defend them, you're very dangerous to the system, to the people that are
at war with us. That's one of the things we have to learn is the rights, or we can't get out there and talk to the police and tell them how wrong they are.
Right. And this is the perfect place for you guys to learn. I mean, you come in, you take these courses, and that's really a fast track, because otherwise, you know, a lot of us had taken us 5-6 years.
What
you guys could learn in a year or two easily.
You know how we learn now? We read the laws of the states we're in.
Remember, most of the statutes that we know of are unconstitutional. So
I understand.
That's another step. See, the statutes, and he was talking about earlier, the codes, the code enforcements, you know, the statutes. This is where the judicial extortion takes place. This is where the people are being damaged and killed in the street, as you mentioned.
Right. Well,
so yeah, we'd love to have you guys. Like you said, you guys got to come over and get educated, because you can't go running in like a bull in a china closet. We don't want you guys getting in trouble on the street either.
There can never be enough education. The one of the things, let me just give you an idea. One of the things that the cops really want to do is they violate your civil rights and they want to arrest you for disorderly conduct. Well, the law of Ohio says you can't do it. Terry versus Ohio is one of the statutes that Ohio set up that says they can't. All they can do is frisk you when they stop you on the street. And if they do any more than that, then they have violated the law and you can sue them. But they try to do it anyway. They'll take you down to the courthouse and give you a disorderly conduct that you can beat instantly when you get before the judge. They usually throw out every one of those cases, but at least you had to spend the night in jail and money for your bail to get it done. We want it stopped permanently.
You've come to the right place.
you hear my aggravation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We know. By the way, the 7,000 members that you know of are pretty much all victims to the actual things that you're speaking of. So we're very clear on the corruption and the abuse and the propaganda and the wordplay and the fiction. Come aboard and let us help you, and let's move forward with all this, Leon.
Okay. Well, I'll get my membership corrected tomorrow then.
We can do that.
And bring your guys. You know, bring your guys. You can, if you guys have a great network, you know, get everybody over and get everybody educated.
I know.
It's a great education for free. So
I know some major players in every state. So I hope to be a coordinator for that. Okay, I got to go tonight. incidentally, guys, I'm going for back surgery on the 22nd of March, next week. So I may be out of pocket for a little while, but when I get back onto the phone and the ability to hold one, I will be calling you.
Good.
All right.
I just tried to catch John before he turned in for the evening, and he's gone already. He usually comes online about 10 in the morning. So I doubt that I can get him before that. I'll try. But if not, it'll probably be closer to 10, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Look, What I have just done is I have turned my education over to you guys so that I can be stood up very quickly so that I can get the interest of all of the auditors across the country. I've got 10 in my group here in Ohio.
Well, I hope you can drink from a power hose.
Look. Okay.
Oh,
let's put it this way. I earned a 3.9 at the University of Toledo, and they have my picture in the hallway over there because I was one of the early graduates in 1968 that ever had a high ERA like that.
Yep.
So
we look forward to working with you, Leon. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I got to learn all your names.
Yeah.
Give me who I talked to tonight so I'll remember.
My name's Terry.
Terry.
My name's Terry.
And
all right.
I'm Jan. You'll be talking to me in the morning.
Okay. Who was out there?
We had Jeff from Missouri, too.
Yeah. And you said another one in Colorado.
No, just Terry.
That's me. I'm Terry. I'm Terry from Colorado.
Oh, I got it. Got you now. Okay.
There's another Terry in here from New Jersey.
Who's
all right, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There's a Terry in here from New Jersey, but he's not talking.
Oh, he's not, huh? Terry from New Jersey.
Well, there's Chuck here from Ohio. That's probably what I muted myself on accident. Rosanna is our coordinator. She's in Columbus.
Okay. I've written all that down, and
you'll get to talk to her soon.
Okay. Thank you. Good night, guys.
Good night. And this is a very good spot to break it. 2 minutes to 10. This has been a very interesting evening, very productive. Glad you all came. I'm going to turn off the recording.